welcome to the latest Capstone Conversation. This is Jean Carragher from Capstone Marketing. I am delighted to have for our conversation today Emily Burns, who is the e-marketing and communication specialist at Fried, Maxick, and Battagulis CPAs in Buffalo, New York. Emily was just awarded the Association for Accounting Marketing Rookie of the Year Award. Emily has been with Fried, Maxick, and Battagulis for the past 1.5 years. She comes to them after a couple of positions, including working in the PR departments of several beauty and fashion companies, including Avon Products, Christian Dior Couture, Giorgio Armani, and Jones Apparel Group, where Emily immersed herself within the women's apparel, accessories, and beauty markets, including learning strategic PR tactics. Emily's education is at the Fashion Institute of Technology, so this is another interesting background for someone who winds up in accounting marketing. In Emily's last position in New York City as Corporate Communications Manager for ID Media, the largest direct response and digital media services company in the United States, Emily became familiar with the latest media tactics in DRTV, online, and emerging media. She also helped increase the company's awareness within the industry and generated a substantial boost in press coverage in national advertising and media trade publications. And then Emily found her way back to Buffalo and to Fried, Maxick, and Battagulis and to the Association for Accounting Marketing, and as I mentioned, was awarded the Rookie of the Year Award at this year's conference. Emily, welcome, and how does it feel to be Rookie of the Year?
It feels awesome. It is so surprising just because I was up against so many quality nominees, and at the end of the day, I just feel so incredibly rewarded. And it's just such an honor to get that from my peers within the accounting marketing industry. And it kind of just makes me feel like at the end of the day, after this last year and a half, I have done a good job, and I'm very proud of that. So it makes me feel great.
Well, you should be proud of that because I know, you know, you and your team, you know, are doing a fabulous job for your firm. What factors do you think enable you to be successful at your firm?
Well, first and foremost, I have a phenomenal mentor, in my manager, Eric Myshak. He's fairly well known within the accounting marketing industry, does a lot of interviews and sits on panels and takes part in discussion groups and so forth. So he's been a big part in really encouraging me and driving me to use the education that I have, use the talents that I have here at Fried, Maxick, always willing to listen to new ideas and just get me excited about doing the job that I do. He honestly really trusts me to take the lead on a lot of our projects and initiatives because he knows that I have that creativity. He knows that I have the ability and the experience to do it. So just having somebody really trust you to, do things correctly and execute mm-hmm. really big programs and strategies, it makes you feel good. It makes you want to do well. Also, of course, the directors here are really supportive, and they certainly recognize the value and the quality of having good marketing and public relations. And I think they also really value all of us marketing team members, so that really helps.
Right. So I imagine that is just now part of your culture because, you know, as we know, not all CPAs embrace marketing, but if you have a marketing culture, that must help the relationship between the marketers and the partners and your ability to be creative and to implement new ideas.
I definitely think so. I think a lot of the time, one of the most important things for us to do is show value. And when, you know, a lot of the directors or professional staff may not completely understand what it is that we do, that's, of course, why we were hired to do what we do here. When we're able to show value or show that something worked or show that there were positive results, and it's not always, you know, being able to quantify it by saying that we gained new business, but maybe perhaps it's just telling the story of a new relationship that was created or a great press opportunity. When we're able to kind of show our value, that definitely helps mm-hmm. Them be very supportive of us.
Right. Do you report that value on a regular basis? Is it you're doing presentations for partners, or do you email? I mean, how do you inform them about what's going on in marketing?
Well, I definitely take some of my past experience working for ID Media as a corporate communications manager and, you know, publicizing all of the great things that we do, all of the success that we've had, the positive things that we've done in the community or with different campaigns internally, so that people are just kept up to date and know what we're up to. So that's maybe an email blast that goes out to all of our three offices, or maybe a great press hit is posted on our intranet. Maybe it's just sitting in one of our update meetings and talking about something exciting that happened or something positive that we saw come out of a campaign. So just keeping everybody really informed as to what we're up to, so that they know, and so that perhaps if somebody asks them about something that they saw, they can speak intelligently about it and know a little bit about what the marketing department is doing.
Right. Wonderful. What is your most surprising discovery about accounting marketing? I mean, here you come from fashion, you come from, you know, a media company in New York City. What's been the most surprising thing?
I think the most surprising thing is that here at our firm, the culture is very accepting of new technology and trying new things, thinking outside of the box, being creative. I really never would have expected that. And again, I think that comes a lot with showing value and having the people within our department in place that are very, very good at what they do. I just really never would have expected a CPA firm to be into mobile or into social networking or open to doing things very creatively. Just because, you know, when I first got into it, just looking around, I saw a lot of the same things. So that was very surprising to me here, and I think that's probably why I'm really enjoying what I'm doing, because it is that very positive, you know, culture here.
Right. What intrigued you about interviewing at a CPA firm?
Well, to be honest, you know, it was kind of one of those situations where I was a passive job seeker, and I had actually, before this position with Fried Maxick, worked with our local Chamber of Commerce organization, and that organization, of course, supports all of the businesses regionally here in Buffalo, Niagara, advocates for them in Albany, and also does a lot of, you know, professional development, networking type things as well. So I had a relationship with Fried Maxick as one of the members of the organization, and it so happened that they were looking for somebody that kind of needed to have a kind of a unique blend of both very traditional marketing experience, a bit of public relations, somebody who was aware of social media tools and how to use them effectively within the business environment. So really I was just interested to see what they had to say, what the opportunity was going to look like, and what they were looking for somebody to do here. It just kind of being intrigued with it and wanting to see, you know, what exactly the opportunity was kind of brought me in.
Right. Wonderful. Well, Eric tells me that when you interviewed, you actually interviewed him more than he interviewed you. Is that true?
I probably did.
Obviously, he really admired that.
I have to say that, you know, I lived down in New York for a long time, and I spent most of my adult life there, all of my friendships there, and it was very, very scary for me to opt to move back to Buffalo, because I was leaving everybody that I knew. And yes, I was coming back home to my family and what was comfortable, but I was very scared because the job market here is quite different than it is in a large city. And I was just afraid that maybe I would come back and maybe I would not have that job security, or maybe I wouldn't like what I was doing, and would I be limited to what I could do then. And so it was just... It's always kind of scary. I think that's probably why I was asking so many questions, is because I wanted to make sure that it was something that I was going to like, I was going to be able to do well, I was going to have some job security, because making that big life change for me was a huge, big deal. And luckily, everything has so far worked out very well.
It sounds like it is. That's awesome. What is your biggest challenge in what you do now?
I think the biggest challenge is staying on top of what's new and what tools are out there. I think that we have done such a great job positioning ourselves as thought leaders within the industry. However, that really puts the onus on us to continue to be aware of what's available, whatever tools are new, how we can implement them here internally. Just doing a lot of reading, a lot of participating in different events, talking to people outside of our industry to see what they're doing as well. I think that's a big challenge because mm-hmm. we want to stay ahead of the curve and we want to continue to be thought leaders. But that really means that we need to put ourselves out there to learn and see what's going on.
Right, because there is so much information out there now, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's nearly impossible to keep up. So as the 2011 AIM Rookie of the Year, what is your best piece of advice for accounting marketers?
Well, I think I've written a few things down as notes so I could not forget because I think these are so important. I think exploring professional development opportunities are really important. I'm really lucky here that if I see something, whether it be an industry or trade group or maybe a class I want to take, I voice that. And I'm allowed to go and really explore professional development opportunities. And, you know, AIM, of course, is an amazing place to start. The people that you meet, the discussions that you have, all the different things that are available are very, very helpful. But I'd also suggest things like PRSA, which is the Public Relations Society of America. There are local chapters everywhere. Your area might have a young professional group, which for me, I'm, you know, involved in one here in Buffalo, and that's extremely helpful and fun also.
Mm-hmm.
Your local chamber perhaps has networking opportunities that would be really great. And also here in Buffalo, we are very, very active in our social media club, and that's a lot of really you know, cool, innovative, creative people that inspire us to do really neat things. So I think exploring professional development is key.
Mm-hmm.
Going along with that, never be afraid to ask for help in your professional development, whether it be continuing your education or attending a networking event. If you don't ask, you might not get to do something or you might miss out on an opportunity. So I think it never hurts to ask so that you want to show that you are willing to keep learning and developing and you want to really prove your value within your firm or your department. Again, staying abreast of what's going on, what's new, what's cool, what's hip. Who's finding success using different tools, whether they're in your industry or not? I think it's always interesting to see what other people are up to and how you can potentially translate it to what you do. So I, for instance, read a ton of different blogs and websites. I'm always checking out ad campaigns, you know, just seeing what everybody else is up to, so I can get creative with how I market here with our firm,
mm-hmm.
figure out how I can apply it to what we do. So never stop learning. That's probably the most important thing. Never
right.
stop learning. Just keep
right.
developing, keep learning, improving your skills, stay fresh. Those are all kind of big buzzwords, I think, would be my best advice.
Right. Well, that is great advice because even looking back, you know, 5 years ago, the way firms are able to market is different. You know, just as 5 years ago is different from 10 years ago, the things keep evolving and how firms are using technology and other ways of building those relationships.
Mm-hmm.
We really do need to stay on top of that in order to help differentiate the firms and how to communicate the message of what the firms are about.
Definitely.
Excellent. Well, Emily, you are one of the new faces of AIM. Congratulations again on being named the AIM 2011 Rookie of the Year. Thanks for your time today for the Capstone Conversation.
Thank you very much for having me.